لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Preparing for the Hajj. As the months pass by and the days draw closer, aspiring Hajjaj prepare for the journey of a lifetime with great excitement, fervor and focus. Alhamdulillah. The preparation begins early in one's life, making dua and asking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be blessed with this opportunity. It is common practice for people to ask those leaving for Hajj to make dua for them whilst they're there. Also, to write their names in the sand of Mount Arafah, though this practice is not substantiated by the prophetic way. Scholars often share and prescribe du'as and wazifas and azkar for those yearning to perform the Hajj. At the same time, individuals or couples begin saving, often long before they even place their names on the list. The next step in preparing for the Hajj is acquiring all the legal and medical documentation, passports, visas, and vaccination cards. Then there's the process of accreditation and sourcing out suitable travel packages. Reading, studying the rules of Hajj are perhaps one of the most exciting steps in one's preparation, pretty much the same as it is for Muslims worldwide. Except that in Indonesia, Hajj training is held every year for tens of thousands of Indonesian Muslims to prepare them. Every year, as the Hajj grows nearer, hundreds of what they call little Makkas sprout across Indonesia, life-like setups complete with a replica of the Kaaba, Maqam Ibrahim, and even Safa and Marwa, to simple arrangements of chairs and tables at hotels or masajid outside the larger cities and towns. Making replica Kaaba and surrounding area, would-be pilgrims perform the Hajj ceremonies in the three-month training that they receive. Pictures and videos of this Hajj training has surfaced on social media this year, very soon after Eid al-Fitr, in fact. For the world's largest Muslim-majority country, which sends 200,000 pilgrims a year, the training is crucial in preventing chaos and casualties in the Holy Lands. More than 80% of the Indonesian pilgrims are farmers and fishermen who have never travelled overseas or been on a plane. At the Hajj itself, Indonesian Muslims have earned a reputation for being among the most organized, pleasant, and orderly. They wear stainless steel bracelets engraved with their identity details, as well as identical batik uniforms, and all carry the same travel bags with a large photograph of the travel agency owner and of the individual him or herself. Hujjaj say the training has made them more confident about performing the Hajj correctly and safely. The training also helps Indonesians to avoid accidents or stampedes in which hundreds of pilgrims have, in previous years, passed away. As Malaysian Hujjaj make their way to the specially designated area at its international airport in Kuala Lumpur, they are greeted by the words, Selamat datang jamaah haji. But well before their departure, some Malaysian pilgrims still follow a centuries-old tradition of cleaning coins, money coins, in tamarind water and then putting them in glutinous rice for future hajis and hajjas, a practice not found in other Muslim Hajj regiments. And like the Indonesian Hujjaj, the female pilgrims are dressed in identical prayer garments, mainly in white, with embroidery work, a flag, and a label indicating which travel agency they're with. In Malaysia and Singapore, they are called Telukong, while in Indonesia, they are called Mukina. They are basically a two-piece prayer garments, a long khimar and a long skirt. The men wear baju telok belanga, which is rather like a coat with long sleeves but no collar, and loose trousers called seluar. Singaporean Muslims are known were having to take two exams before proceeding on the Hajj, a written exam and a verbal exam, thus ensuring that pilgrims are fully aware of the rites of the pilgrimage, the etiquettes of being a pilgrim, the significance of ziyarah sites, and other notes of importance. Join us tomorrow for part 6 in the next installment as we discuss pilgrimage during pregnancy.
تسنهم لذاتهم والتنعمون.